Hello, this is Pastor Jeff Harris with Lincoln Trail Baptist Church in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. Ron had attended our church, back in the spring of this year. And when he first walked in, I remember noticing him come in, and as a first-time visitor, went up and began to speak with him. And found out that he was from the Buckeye State, from Columbus, Ohio, that area, and asked him what he was doing in the area, and he told me that he was working on this coupon magazine. So through that conversation, we just continued to talk about life in general and the fact that he was a Christian, and it was good to have him here in church. From that, Ron began to come to church on a regular basis when he was in the Elizabethtown area working on the magazine, and we got to get to know each other a little bit better. And one service he was sitting in, and he heard me preach and make an announcement that our church had a goal of putting a gospel tract on every single door in Hardin County. That's the county we're located in this next year. There is about 30 to 35,000 doors here in Hardin County if we include the Fort Knox military installation. And so I challenged our church. We began to work and began to pass out the tracts door to door every single week, every month. And slowly but surely, we began to increase the amount of tracts that we've distributed. And I would say probably after we had distributed around 5,000-7,000 tracts, somewhere in that neighborhood, Ron heard me make that announcement. And he came up to me after church one Sunday and said, Pastor, would it be okay if I added the gospel plan of salvation to my magazine? So when I distribute these magazines, these coupon magazines, folks would not only see the coupon discounts, but at the top of every page, they would see point number one, point number two of how to know that your sins are forgiven and that you're saved and on your way to heaven. And I said, Brother, I said, we would love to be a part of that. And so we began to work together. I gave them our track and broke it down, point one, point two, point three, and so on, so it would fit on his magazine, on his page. And then he finally ended it by putting a picture of our church on the back of the magazine and sent it out. Well, when he sent it out, he told me that this magazine was going to somewhere upwards of around 60,000 homes here in Hardin County and a few counties surrounding this area, including the military base Fort Knox. Well, when he told me that, that really made my day. God had really answered a prayer request of ours. He actually took our desires of church and brought Ron into the picture, and unbeknownst to us, with his desire, he wanted to do something for the Lord of getting the gospel out, and he put our dream and direction, desire of placing a track on every door, and he kind of put us together and allowed us to form a team. And through that, Ron helped us reach our goal. We still are passing out tracts and putting them on every single door every single week. However, there's no way we could have hit 60,000 doors and then some. There's no way we would even be given permission to get on to Fort Knox to pass out gospel tracts. But through Ron's desire, his offer, and his hard work, we teamed up and accomplished a goal for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Who knows how many people have been saved and will be saved as a result of Ron's paper. We've had folks come visit our church. No doubt folks have been saved by reading the gospel plan of salvation. And we'll probably never know until we get to heaven and meet somebody who says, you know, I got saved because I read the gospel in a Spend a Buck magazine somewhere in Kentucky. And certainly Ron went out. He ended his life on a high note spiritually. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, talking about Abel, the son of Adam and Eve, it says, he being dead yet speaketh. Even though Ron has passed away, he's still speaking today. The fact that he has put the gospel on one of his magazines and has distributed that and still is doing that for the cause of Christ, he's in heaven, but he's still telling others about how they can get to heaven as well. That is a life worth living. That is the way to die. That is the way to go out. That's the way to leave on top side, having done your very best. Just as a sprinter does not pull up before the end of the race and the finish line, they give it all they've got. Ron did the same thing when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ and his service for the Lord. In fact, in the obituary that I've read, that the family, you all have submitted to the newspaper, I've noticed that you all have quoted a verse that Paul the Apostle wrote in the book of 2 Timothy, and I believe it's chapter 4 and verse 7. It says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. No doubt Ron Green did exactly that with his life. I remember the day that he had been admitted to the hospital here in Hardin Memorial Hospital in Elizabethtown. I went to go see him, and he told me the doctor said he had cancer and so forth. And even though he was certainly a little bit emotional about that, he kept saying over and over, I just want to make a difference and see folks get saved. To the family, let me say this. Barbara, David, Dustin, William, the rest of the relatives, families, and friends, one of the things that Ron shared with me was he so badly, desperately wanted to see his family know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He said, Pastor, would you please pray with me? He said, I'm praying that God will touch their hearts. And in speaking last week with Ron's brother Bob, he told me that, Barbara, you have already trusted Christ as Savior. What a blessing that is, to know that your sins are forgiven. And not only that, you have something to look forward to, because not only will you be in heaven again, you also get to see your husband again. That is a blessing. I don't know about the rest of the family. I don't know about the children, the sons, David, Dustin, William, the other kids, relatives, whoever. But let me say this. If you are not 100% sure that you would be in heaven when you die, the Lord Jesus Christ says in His Word that you may know that you have eternal life. So you can know for sure you're going to heaven. Number two, your loved one, your dad, your relative, your friend, Ron, would love nothing more than to look down from heaven and see one of you ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, even today, and ask Him to forgive you of your sins so He can save you so that you have a home in heaven. You may say, Preacher, I don't know how I can be forgiven of my sins. I've done too many things that I'm ashamed of. Or, I don't think God could forgive me of what I've done. Let me tell you this. The Scripture is plain as day. It is very easy for someone to be saved. It's easy because the Lord made it so easy that He said, except you have faith of a child, you cannot be converted. In other words, you must have childlike faith. The problem comes in is not that it's hard to believe that God would send His Son to die for us or that God would forgive us. The problem is our pride. The pride that says, I don't need to be saved. I don't need forgiveness. I'm not that bad. I've not done that bad of a sin or committed that bad of an action or what have you. Or I'm a good moral person. But let me share with you what the Bible says. And this is what Ron found out years ago. This is what I found out myself. And that is, number one, we are all sinners in the eyes of God. The Scripture says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. If you'll be honest, you know that in your lifetime you have disappointed your God, your Creator. You have failed Him. You have done things that you're ashamed of. And I'm not just saying you, I'm saying all of us, myself included. We've all made mistakes. We have all done things that are sinful. And the Bible says we've all sinned and come short of His glory. Because of our sin, the Bible says there's a second thing you have to realize. And that is number two, and that is that our sins will be punished. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. The reason why people die is because it is the penalty for being a sinner. Now the Bible goes on to say that there is more than just one death. Everybody knows that at some point in our lifetime we're going to check out of this world. You know that eventually it'll be your funeral that people will come to. And the reason why that takes place is simply because we are being punished for the sins that we've committed in our lifetime. However, after we die and your body is put 6 feet under the ground, or you're cremated and they have a memorial service for you, you still live. You don't live physically, but your soul will live for all eternity. And that soul must be punished for the sins that I've committed as well. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 20, in verse number 14, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Now I want you to stay with me. The first point that I shared with you, what the Bible says, how you can know you're going to heaven, is you must admit that we've all sinned against God. We're all sinners. The second point is that our sins will be punished. And how is that? The Bible says we'll die. The wages of sin is death. Then after death, our soul must go somewhere, and we just read in Revelation, it says death and hell is cast into the lake of fire, and this is the second death. So the second death that a person must experience and endure is the eternal death in the lake of fire. It'll never end. You'll never see your family and friends and loved ones again. In fact, hell is not a party. It's not a place to celebrate. It's a real place burning with fire and brimstone, with weeping and gnashing of teeth, with crying, with darkness, with the screams of people asking God for one more chance, when in reality they had numerous opportunities when they were alive on this earth to receive Jesus Christ as Savior, and they chose not to. They rejected God's plan of salvation. And if you're here today, and if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, and if you leave from this service having said, no, I'm not going to do that, I don't want that, and if you die lost, the Bible teaches you'll spend eternity in the lake of fire. The very next verse says in Revelation 20, verse 15, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The Bible is plain as day. If a man or woman's name is not in this book of life, they're going to the lake of fire. If your name is in this book of life, obviously the opposite would be true. You would spend eternity in heaven with your Lord and Savior. So the big question you have to ask yourself is this: are you 100% sure that if you drop dead today, that your name is already in the Lamb's Book of Life? And if you are sure and you know it's there, you have nothing to worry about. You know you'll be in heaven. You'll see Ron Green again. But if you're not sure, the Bible says you'll split hell wide open, so to speak. But that's not where God wants you to go. That's not what Ron Green wants to see happen for your life. As a pastor, as a preacher, as a Christian, that's what I don't want to see happen for you as well. You may say, well, but preacher, how can I have my sins forgiven? How can I get my name in the book of life? How do I know that I'm going to heaven and have the faith like Ron Green spoke about during his life, like you're speaking about as a pastor? It's real simple. The third thing you and I have to realize, if you want to know you're going to heaven and that your sins are forgiven, is this. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God has a gift for you and I. Now folks, I want you to think with me on this. A gift is both free and expensive. To the person whom the gift is offered to, it is free. They don't have to work for it. They don't have to do anything for it. All they must do is simply accept that gift. Now, in theory, they could reject it if they wanted to, but if somebody offered you a free gift, you would be a fool not to receive it. Well, the Bible says God has a gift. That gift is called eternal life, to live forever in heaven. And that means your sins would be forgiven so you could be in heaven with the Lord as well as with Ron. And for you, it's free. All you have to do is simply accept it today. However, it is also expensive. For the person that is receiving the gift, it's free, but for the person who offers the gift, it is expensive. If I went out and bought you a gift today, I would have to pay the price. If it was $20, $50, $100, or however much it was. For you, it'd be free, but for me, I'd have to pay the money to purchase the gift. God purchased your gift of eternal life, your forgiveness of sins, your opportunity to go to heaven, your plane ticket, if you will, to get to heaven. He purchased it, and it was an expensive gift. And what was the price that God paid? The Bible says that we're redeemed, that we are bought with the price. What is that price? The price of His own Son. John chapter 3 says in verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world," that is you this evening, "for God so loved the world, He loved you and I, that He gave His only begotten Son," that's the Lord Jesus Christ, "that whosoever believeth in Him," that's repenting of your sin and putting your faith on Christ, "whosoever believeth in Him should not perish." We know we're all going to die physically, but when it says "shall not perish," that refers to you'll not spend eternity in hell or the lake of fire. "Shall not perish but have everlasting life." So that means you'll spend eternity in heaven. So God gives you this gift. He purchased it with the life and the blood of His own Son, Jesus Christ. As He hung on the cross and He died, and 3 days later He arose from the dead to pay for your sins and mine. This evening, Ron Green is in heaven because at one point in his life, he realized what Jesus Christ did for him. And he did this next thing. The fourth and the last thing you must understand, and this is where the rubber hits the road and where action must take place, is yes, number one, you must realize we've all sinned, including you, yourself. You must admit that to God. Number two, you must realize the penalty for your sin is to die for your sins and to go to hell. But you also must realize that God has purchased your gift of eternal life through His Son, Jesus Christ. He says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That gift is not through joining a church, not through getting baptized, not through reading your Bible or donating to the church. Those are all good things. But if you do those things and don't do the one thing God demands of us and requires of us, you're putting the cart before the horse and still won't get to heaven. The only thing you and I must do in order to know God has saved us and forgiven us is this last point. Number four, and that is everybody can be saved by putting your faith in Christ. It says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You have to confess directly to Jesus. You must simply go to the Lord Jesus and say, "Lord, I realize I've sinned against You and I'm so sorry. I ask for Your forgiveness." It says then you must believe. You must believe that He died for you and that He arose from the dead. And then the third and the last thing He says in verse 13 of Romans chapter 10, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You must call on the Lord Jesus to be your Savior. In other words, you must ask Him. You must simply say, "Lord, I admit I've sinned against You and I'm sorry. I deserve to go to hell. But I believe You died for me just as the Bible says, and that You arose from the dead. And if You'll please take me I ask you to forgive me of my sins, to come into my heart and my life and become my Lord and my Savior, and take me to heaven when I die. If you will make that decision and call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord will give you peace in your soul, joy in your heart. You'll know that you are forgiven of all sins, and your name will be in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you'll know that when you die, you'll be in heaven. You'll see your Lord and Savior, and you'll also see your loved one, Ron Green, again. Here's where the rubber hits the road. Ron wants you to know that you're going to heaven. There would be no greater gift that you could give to your loved one, your father, your friend, Ron Green, than right now at his memorial service for you to simply bow your head and call on Jesus Christ and ask Him to be your Lord and Savior. I guarantee you that if you decide to do that today, Ron Green will rejoice and jump and hoop and holler and shout hallelujah all right next to his Lord and Savior on the streets of golden heaven, because that'd be the greatest gift that you could give him today. And not just for him, but even for yourself. I'll finish by saying this. If you are here at this memorial service, and if God is speaking to your heart, He's tugging on your heart right now, and you would say, "Hey, Pastor, I've got to be honest. I'm not 100% sure that I'd go to heaven, but I want to be. I want to know that my sins are forgiven, and I want to know that I'll be in heaven when I die, and I want to see Ron Green again. And I know that I am not there right now at that memorial service, and I wish I could be. But even though you're listening to my voice through an audio recording, if you are here and you say, Pastor, I'm not saved. God is speaking to me. I know I need to be saved. I would like to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be my Lord and Savior. If that is you, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to raise your hand right now. Even though I'm not there and I can't see you, but the Lord can see you. Even Ron Green can see you. And if you would say, I have my hand raised right now, the Lord is speaking in my heart, I need to be saved and I want to be saved. And if you've got your hand raised, then you can go ahead and put it back down. You just simply repeat after me these words. Simply bow your head right now with me and repeat these words and say, Dear Jesus, I know I've sinned against you in my lifetime, and I'm so sorry for the things that I've done wrong. I now ask you to please come into my heart. Please forgive me of everything that I've done wrong. I believe you died for me, and I believe you arose from the dead. Will you please come in my heart and forgive me and become my Lord and Savior and take me to heaven when I die? Thank you for saving me. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer, if you just asked the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, then here's what I want you to do. I want you to do me a big favor. For one, the Lord saw you and heard you. And if you meant that and you asked Him into your heart, He's now saved your soul. He's forgiven you your sins. And Ron Green is rejoicing in heaven over those of you that trusted in Christ this evening. But so that I can know how to pray for you and that I can be a blessing to you and help you out spiritually in any way, I want to ask that you might contact me and let me know and say, Pastor, at Ron Green's memorial service, I bowed my head and trusted Christ as Savior. And if that's you, would you go to our church's website It's www.ltbc.us. That stands for Lincoln Trail Baptist Church. ltbc.us. You can find our phone number. It is on there. You can call us and leave us a message. Or one of my preferred methods of communication is email. You can go to the email link, contact us, click on that, type your email, and send it to me. Or you can just take down this email address, lincolntrailbaptist@gmail.com. Send me an email and say, my name is so-and-so. I was at Ron Green's memorial service, and I trusted Christ as my Savior. Let me know so I can pray for you. I'll be praying for your family. I know the days ahead and the last few days have not been easy. But you can rest assured, Ron is no longer in any more pain. He is celebrating that he's in heaven, and he so badly wants to see you, his family, and his friends join him. And if you trusted Christ today, he's rejoicing. I'll be praying for you, Barbara. I'll be praying for you, David, Dustin, William, the rest of the family. God bless you.